A very good morning to you. It's 8 o'clock on Monday, the 27th of January. This is Morning Ireland with Gavin Jennings in Castlebar and Rachel English in Dublin. With the news now, here's Brian Jennings.
The Director General of the World Health Organization is due in Beijing today to discuss how the coronavirus infection can be contained. The number of confirmed deaths from the virus in China has risen to 81, with more than 2,700 people infected. While all of the deaths so far are from the province of Hubei, half of those infected are from outside. The Chinese Prime Minister Li Keqiang has visited the city of Wuhan, where the first case was reported. The Lunar New Year holiday has been extended by 3 days in a bid to encourage people to stay at home. Officials have established that people can pass on the infection before they show any symptoms, making it much harder to contain. President Higgins is among the world heads of state in Poland today to mark the 75th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz-Birkenau. About 200 survivors will also attend the commemoration, which begins with a wreath-laying ceremony this morning. Today is International Holocaust Remembrance Day, in memory of the millions of men, women and children who lost their lives in Nazi death camps during the Second World War. As the election campaign passes the halfway mark, political parties and independent candidates will continue campaigning across the country today. Tonight, 7 party leaders will take part in the RTÉ televised debate in NUI Galway. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan.
This is the period that could yet define election 2020. The campaign is now set to intensify with just 12 full days of canvassing left. Tonight's debate in Galway takes on added significance, especially given that 4 opinion polls have all now suggested that Fine Gael trail Fianna Fáil, and it indicates an increase in support for Sinn Féin and a solid Green Party vote. The Fine Gael leader Leo Varadkar conceded at the weekend that in hurling terms his party is 3 points behind at half time, but he insisted it can be turned around. Today the parties will publish more policies. Fianna Fáil will outline proposals to tackle high insurance costs. Fine Gael will detail education policies, while the Green Party will focus on the area of water quality.
The Taoiseach Leo Varadkar will meet the European Commission's chief Brexit negotiator Michel Barnier at government buildings this morning. The meeting takes place just days before the UK formally leaves the EU on Friday. Among the issues to be discussed will be the next phase of negotiations, including a trade deal. The funeral mass of Seamus Mallon, the former STLP deputy leader and former Northern Ireland deputy first minister, will take place in County Armagh at noon today. Mr. Mallon died on Friday, aged 83. Our Northern editor Tommy Gorman.
In keeping with his request, Seamus Mallon's funeral mass will take place in St. James Catholic Church, Mullabrack. 3 years ago, the Requiem Mass for his wife Gertrude was also held in what is their local place of worship. He was glad that he lived to see a 5-party power-sharing administration take office in Stormont earlier this month. Led by First Minister and DUP leader Arlene Foster and Deputy First Minister Sinn Féin's Michelle O'Neill, all 5 parties will be represented today. The Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, Taoiseach Simon Coveney, Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin and leading party members will attend. The Northern Ireland Secretary Julian Smith will represent the British government. The chief celebrant will be the Catholic Archbishop of Armagh, Eamon Martin. The Mass will be concelebrated by the local parish priest, Father Michael Woods. As requested by Seamus Mallon, the retired Department of Foreign Affairs diplomat, Tim O'Connor, will give the reflection. RTÉ's News Now service will provide live coverage of the funeral from midday.
Tributes have been paid to the retired US basketball star Kobe Bryant, who died in a helicopter crash in California yesterday. Officials say 8 other people, including Mr. Bryant's 13-year-old daughter Gianna, were killed when the helicopter crashed on a hillside about 65 kilometres northwest of Los Angeles. The 41-year-old 5-time NBA champion with the LA Lakers was widely considered one of the greatest players in the sport's history. Now the time is coming up to 5:30 past 8.
RTE Radio 1 weather with ESB Networks. Stay safe, stay clear when working near overhead electricity wires. For emergencies, call 1850 372 999.
Scattered wintry showers, most frequent in the west, with sunshine in between. Highest temperatures 3 to 6 degrees, with moderate to fresh and gusty southwest winds and a risk of thunder.